Well, good morning. Good morning to you. Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, hallelujah. This is the day, come on, somebody, that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Well, praise God. This is Pastor Donna Evans, and you're on Trinity Talks, and I count it a great big blessing and a privilege and an honor to be able to be on the radio to speak to you today. God has blessed us in mighty ways. He's teaching us about his ways. He's teaching us about his will. He's drawing us closer together. I thank God for his love, his grace, his mercy, his favor, his goodness, his kindness. Yeah. The fact that although we make mistakes sometimes, and maybe I'll just talk about me, and although I fall short sometimes, he still has not left me alone. He still draws. Can you feel that drawing? Can you feel that sometimes God still draws you closer to him? Well, I may not have prayed like I should have this time or that time. I may not have studied my Bible like I should have during these times or that time. But he draws us closer. He said that he won't leave us or forsake us. And you know what? Just the love of the Lord makes you want to learn about him more. Makes you want to draw closer to him more. Yeah. It makes you want to sit at his feet and just be taught. Sit at his feet and just be in his presence. Sit at his feet and just be a part of the anointing. Yeah, I thank God for his grace, for his undeniable favor. Yeah, he's been good, y'all, and I'm just truly grateful. Let's take a moment and offer a prayer. Father, I thank you for this time you've given us, Lord. I don't take it lightly. Please bless every listener, every doer of your holy word. Please bless those who are sick in the hospital rooms. Lord, I pray that you would bring healing. I pray that you would bring deliverance. I pray that you would be in the doctors and the nurses and all the workers in the hospital as they serve your people. And then, Lord, I pray that you would bring comfort to those who've lost loved ones. I pray, Lord God, that you would put your loving arms around family members and friends who've lost loved ones, and that you would comfort their hearts. And then, Lord, I lift up those who are homeless, those who don't have anything. They're looking, trying to find, see where they're going to get their next meal from, see where they're going to sleep at, what area, what part of the ground, or what picnic bench, or what area they could sleep in. Lord, I pray that you would meet those needs. Yeah, I pray, God, that you would provide housing and shelter for those that do not have. And Lord, I pray that the needs of your people will be met. Lord God, I thank you in advance for all you've done, and I thank you for all you're doing. I pray that you would draw us closer to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, God has been good. And we got a word for you today. I can't wait to give it to you. The title of our message today is The Extraordinary in the Midst of the Ordinary. And that just does something to me. The extraordinary. That's God, okay? In the midst of the ordinary. That's us. In the midst of our day, our daily activities, God is there. In the midst of whatever we're doing, his presence, and sometimes he will show himself. When you say, Pastor Donna, what are you talking about? He did it. He does it. And he did it. And he's not going to stop doing it. He shows himself all the time. All the time. He does. He shows his presence. He's there. He's there. He says he won't never leave us or forsake us. What does that mean? It means he's right there. His presence. Yeah. The extraordinary in the midst of the ordinary. That's what we're going to talk about today. And it's out of the book of Exodus. Exodus, the third chapter, a key verse is verse 4. Exodus, you can write this down. Exodus, the third chapter, our key verse is verse 4. And I just, as you get in your paper or as you writing it down or getting your Bible, I want to say hello to my dear, dear closest friend in DeSoto area. So I could say Festus, Crystal, DeSoto, Farmington, but she lives in the DeSoto area. I just want to say, Sister Pat, you continue to do the work God called for you, being the kind, gentle, loving spirit that you are. Continue to be that blessing. Sometimes, let me tell you something. Everybody is not in your face, confrontational, all of that stuff. Sometimes God's anointing is in the calm, sweet voice. The calm spirit, the gentleness. See, that's one of the fruits of the spirit is gentle. Gentleness, kindness. Yeah. Yeah. So, Sister Pat, Patricia, continue to be that strong woman that you are. Just the way you are. Kind. Because that anointing, that kindness draws so many. I did get your letter, and I'm saving it, and I got the beautiful green doilies that I'm going to have, try to have them laminated or something, because I want to preserve them and put them on my wall. But it's just a great blessing to know that the Lord knows what he's doing, and he connects folks, puts connection. And by his grace, see, his spirit connects us. And it don't matter if you 20 miles away or 5,000 miles away. It don't even matter. Yeah. There's a lot of other Patricias. It might not be, the person's name might not be Patricia, but you have that wonderful, kind, gentle anointing. That gentle spirit. Be who you are. You just the way God wants you. And that kindness is not wasted. Because that's how you draw people. Just that kindness and gentle spirit. Everybody don't have it. And I just thank God that he blessed us to be around somebody that does have that anointing. And I'm just very thankful for that. So if you're like that, don't wish you was anything other than what you are. Because it's needed. It's needed. It is truly needed. And especially in 2025. Let God use you in any way he wants to. Exodus, third chapter, verse 4. We're going to start at the first part of it and then read the verse after it, okay? All right, let's go. Key verse is verse 4, but let's start at, verse 1. Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the far side of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. Verse 2 says, there the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Okay, I'll read verse 2 again. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. That right there is something to just make you stop and say, what? Yeah. Verse 3, so Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight. Why the bush does not burn up. So Moses wanted to get close. Moses, he was like, what? You know how you do a double take? Well, I believe Moses probably just did a double take. He's like, what? The bush is burning, but it's still burning, and it's still burning. Verse 4, when the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush. Moses, Moses. And Moses said, I am, here I am. Yeah. I'm going to read verse 4 again because that's our key verse. When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, here I am. And then that's our key verse right there because that's the verse from our text. But just to give you a little bit more insight, I'm going to read to you like verse 5. Do not come any closer, God said. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Yeah, the place where you are, holy ground. Okay, then verse 6. I'm going to keep reading just one more, okay? Verse 6, then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And at this, Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. Title of our message today is the extraordinary in the midst of the ordinary. Yeah. Moses was going through his routine, his regular day, when he noticed an ordinary thing. It was just a regular bush. And it was a burning bush. You know, that's like a red bush. Okay? They're beautiful. But it was a burning bush. Moses also noticed something extraordinary. Though the bush was burning, it was not consumed. Okay, so he noticed the bush burning. It may or may not have been that's a type of bush, a burning bush, but it might have just been a bush on fire. It might have been. But the bush, although it was burning, didn't burn up. What is that? The bush wasn't consumed. Moses turned aside to look more closely. When the Lord saw Moses turning aside from the routine of his day, that's when he spoke to him. See, God may have something for you, but if you don't want to stop, if you don't want to pay attention, if you ignore, many times he speaks to us. And many, many times we ignore him. Something that's just a little bit different, we ignore it. But it's God. Sometimes things, he will show you things. And it's God. Or he will speak to you, tell you things. And lo and behold, what he told you, it happened just that way. That's God. Yeah. Moses turned aside to get more close to the bush, to look at it more closely. OK, Okay. That's when the Lord saw Moses turning aside from the routine of his day. He spoke to him. That's when he spoke to him. Everything God had been doing for 40 years in Moses' life was culminating in this moment. Yeah. So much of God's redemptive plan waited for Moses to notice the uncommon things in the midst of the common, to notice God in the midst of every day, to see God. That's so important for us. Be sensitive to his spirit. Be sensitive to his anointing. Be sensitive to God in your everyday life. Be sensitive to God. I tell you, somebody ran into my car. I mentioned that. I don't know if it was on this broadcast or another broadcast. But anyway, somebody ran into my car the day before we was going on spring break. Yeah. The day before. And I had been planning. I've been excited about spring break. And somebody literally ran. And so that night, I didn't get home until over 11 o'clock. It was just a lot, okay? But the interesting thing, and this is my Moses in the burning bush, but it was Pastor Donna and her car that was wrecked. Somebody ran into it. I didn't realize, but when I was able to drive the car, so I went, I made a stop at the bank, and I rolled the window down. It was a drive through, so I rolled the window down, and I went to, proceeded to do, no, it wasn't a bank, it was to pick up a prescription. It was to get a prescription, I'm sorry. Anyway, rolled the window down to get the prescription, and it wouldn't go up. And it was the driver's side that the person hit the car, the door, and I wasn't even thinking about the window, so I wouldn't go up. And this is that I noticed it wouldn't go up was a Friday. So I had Friday. That was tornado warnings that day. Supposed to be a tornado. And my window wouldn't go up. So I had to, I said, okay, I'm going to put some cardboard over the window and tape it down real good. So that's what I did. I said, Lord, this car is somebody already wrecked it. So, but I don't want it damaged in the inside. Put the cardboard on and taped it down. That night, what was supposed to be a tornado, and that tornado did come. And I looked at the car the next day, and the cardboard was still up there. It had not fallen off. So I was so glad. Looked inside the car. It was fine. No water inside, hardly. Nothing. And so I said, oh, thank you, Jesus. It lasted. It worked. So that was on one day. And so days passed. And I talked to the person's insurance company. And they was waiting. And they were waiting to get in touch with him. And to make a long story short, that window would not go up. For days and days, I pulled it. I pulled it. I closed the door hard. I tried my best. I jiggled the handle. I tried to do the handle. I tried the other window. It would not, the driver's side window would not move. It would go up, but then it go back down into the shaft where it came out of. Okay? Would not go up. So after days of putting cardboard every day, having cardboard up to my window and having to take it out when I left to go somewhere, because of course you can't see with the cardboard there. I had to take it out every time I needed to go somewhere. And then when I got back home, I had to tape cardboard back up to the window. So my daughter asked me to take her to the store to get some groceries and different things. And so I said, yeah, sure. And this was, hey, it was just a normal day. That's why our message is extraordinary in the midst of ordinary. It's just a regular day. I showed her where the guy had hit the car, and then we were just having a regular nice time. Okay, this was about 4 days after the accident. As we stopped and she got her groceries and things, and she came, got back in the car. And just by instinct or reflex, I wasn't even thinking. I pushed the button and the car window rolled up to the top and stopped. And I couldn't believe it because it would not budge. It wouldn't stay up. It wouldn't do anything that it was supposed to do for 4 days. 3 days, Friday, all of Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Sunday, it raised up and stayed. And I cannot thank God enough because I said, oh my God, God in the midst of your ordinary mundane. He was in the midst of my ordinary mundane because something that I could not do no matter how hard I tried. But when my daughter was in the car and we was talking and he just showed his presence by being there. And the window hasn't come down since. I haven't had to tape up nothing. I haven't had to put cardboard up. And sure enough, my car will get fixed. I'm not worried about that. The insurance is going to pay for it. But I'm thankful that I could see God's presence in the midst of ordinary. And that's just one tiny example. You know, you could tell me a bunch of stories about God's presence in the midst of ordinary. When you couldn't do it, he did it. When you was at your wit's end, he provided. When you didn't have, you didn't know how you was going to pay this or that bill, or you didn't know how you was going to get, where you was going to get your next meal from. He provided. That's God's presence in the midst of your ordinary. So much of God's redemptive plan waited for Moses to notice the uncommon in the midst of the common. And there will be times when immersed in the ordinary details of life, you may be oblivious to the extraordinary that's right next to you. You can be in the midst of a common moment. Only this time the activity is filled with the presence of God. He does it quite often. There might be times when in the middle of your hurried day, you notice something unusual. Your first reaction might be, I'm too tired to go aside and go outside or to look at and investigate whatever it is. Yeah, I'm not going to disrupt my life for this. Yet in that moment, you may have the opportunity to have an encounter with God through that situation. God usually speaks out of the ordinary experiences of life. Yeah, and often it's not while you are worshiping at the church. It's in your everyday life. Many of God's most profound and history-changing encounters came during the ordinary experience of life. Folks going to work, folks coming back from work, different things like that. And it may be that God has ordained that moment to be a life-changing time for you and those around you. You must remember, trust in God. Keep the faith. You can put your hands on the uncommon or the unreal, the unusual, and you can see God working out for your good. I thank God for this opportunity to come in your place of home or your business. Yeah. I just want you to know that he has a service for you. He has a work for you to do. But you have to give him the yes. You have to give him the opportunity. And once you give him the opportunity, your world will never be the same. This is Pastor Donna Evans, and you're on Trinity Talks. And I want to thank KCNW Radio. Pray for them. They're in Kansas City. And WLMR in Chattanooga, Tennessee. God bless you. God keep you. It's my prayer until next time.